You're listening to AFL Nation for McDonald's. The Monopoly game at Macca's is making winners. And Liquorland, always great value. Friday night footy on AFL Nation for Beaumont Tiles, Australia's biggest.
Second semi-final night on the Gold Coast. It is Richmond and St Kilda. We're going to touch base with both camps on AFL Nation for McDonald's. The Monopoly game at Macca's is ending soon. And Liquorland, click and collect in just 30 minutes. And then we'll stray into the issues of the weekend footy. And it feels like the trade side of things ratcheted up considerably. And a lot of questions for varying teams around their own circumstances and the happiness or otherwise of players and the readiness of lists. I saw the Carlton story was written up. Carlton is in the premiership window and then away it went. You know, that's happened suddenly. They weren't even in the finals last time. Well, I checked, but you make the right additions and up she goes.
A couple of halfback flankers will do that for you.
So we'll get into all of that shortly. But let's head to the Gold Coast and the Saints side of things with their chief executive, Matt Finnis. Matt, welcome to AFL Nation.
Thanks for having me, Jared.
The last time we saw you, there was a cutaway right in the last 5 minutes of the elimination final. How would you describe your heart rate at that stage?
I was beating out of my chest, I reckon, Jared. I reckon a lot of Saints people might have lost 5 or 10 years off their their age that night. It was pretty tough going. But definitely one of those games you enjoy more in the aftermath than during.
And so how do you think over the first finals win in a decade for the club?
Oh, look, it was terrific. I think after we beat the Giants a few weeks ago, I think everyone was just thrilled to make it. But, you know, for the boys to really bank that and get the win last week was a credit to, you know, all the effort that the whole team's put in. So, it holds us in good stead for the game tonight.
So how would you describe the dynamic going in tonight, which we've been pondering, all manner of setback during the week, the almighty Tigers in front of you? How would you describe the approach?
I'd say it's been probably a bit similar to the whole year, Jared, in the sense that I think every time that there's been a change, a challenge, the players, our mindset has just been, we just adapt and we just get on with the job. I think they've really grown in confidence, the group. Whether that's travelling to Adelaide on the same day you play and then you go and win there for the first time in ever at Adelaide Oval, go back and do it again a week later. There's been challenges that every team's faced this year, but I'm just so proud of the way our team has really just taken it in their stride.
So, Matty, good luck first and foremost. And
thanks, Gary.
Do you say you've had a successful year if you sat there here right now and at the market?
Well, I think if you said to us at the start of the year, would we take it? Playing in a semi-final, every day of the week and twice on Sunday, I reckon, Gary. But now that we're here, I think the message from Rats and, has been you don't get these opportunities that often. And so there's a real steely resolve amongst the group that that this is our opportunity and we've got to do everything we can to take advantage of that.
Yeah, which is the challenge that we were talking about earlier when we just came on air is that I don't think there's any St Kilda supporter at the moment who wouldn't take what you've given them, and even if the result goes against you, they'd still deem it to be successful. And I guess that's the challenge. We don't know the players that well right now, but the challenge for Brett is to get there and say, hey, no one's remembering a qualifying final win in 2, 3, 4 years' time.
Yeah, but I think, and our fans have, they've had to watch from afar this year in Melbourne, but the playing group and the staff have been on the road for, I think it's 95 days or thereabouts. So for them, it's been a long journey and they're so invested in it, but they also know what it's taken. And, I guess they really want to, get the return off that and they want that to keep going. And they're young, Gary, as well. And I feel like there's almost a almost like a youthful naivety about them as well, in the sense of it doesn't matter who we're going to play, we'll just keep backing ourselves in.
They're young. Maybe that's just the fact that you're getting old, Matty.
I certainly felt old after last week, had I?
So how quickly did Brett talk about, like, post-game? How quickly did he turn his attention to this week and just, I guess, following on from Gary's question, just making sure that you weren't satisfied with what you got last week?
No, pretty quickly, yeah. I mean, after the round, whatever it was, 18 game, you know, we had a bit of time, and they sat in that moment and the milestone of making finals for a couple of days. But as of last Saturday night, you know, with a 6-day turnaround, you know, Brett was, you know, he was terrific with the players afterwards and acknowledging, you know, what they've been able to do, acknowledging that he'd had a hard time in the box in that last 10 minutes as well. They spent, I reckon it was Monday, they watched the whole of that last 7 minutes, I reckon, you know, as an educational exercise, because, you know, we got the game, we got the win, but that wasn't the way we want to play. But from then on, really, it was all about, you know, this week and the Tigers.
And I suppose to add to all that, you've had a pretty dramatic week in terms of with the injury to Paddy and Jake going home and then the Ben Long situation, which dragged on for a few days. So how has that influenced the team, do you think?
Oh, look, I think, you know, I think the players, you know, they'd love to have Ben out there and everyone was disappointed for him. But whilst that was going on, you know, in video link calls back to Melbourne, it wasn't something which was, you know, in the playing group's front of mind. And I guess, you know, when a Sunday night, Paddy and Jake's both spoke to the group, and, you know, I think there's a bit in, you know, we want to deliver on what those guys have put in over the course of the year as well. Paddy was enormous on Saturday night. It was his first ever win in a final. And it turned out to be the same night he did his first ever hamstring in a, you know, what, 15-year career. But the, you know, the boys, they love Paddy and they want to do what they can for him this week.
How do you go about winning tonight, do you think, then, with the odds against you? Richmond are a powerhouse team. If you were going to mount a case, what would it be?
I think it's about playing to our strengths. You know, really, it's, you know, we've got to be really good around the contest, but then you know, use our speed and try and get through them, and you know, I think that we'll get opportunities to do that, and then just got to make the most of that. I think, you know, when we beat them earlier in the year, that was a formula, and you know, I think we kicked 15 goals through that day, which it was accurate, but it was more about where we were taking our shots at goal, and that's what we've been, you know, when we've played our good footy all year, that's been where we've been getting those shots.
It's week 14 on the road for these four Victorian clubs, Matt. Can you give us an insight into just how monumental an undertaking it has been to have been away for so long and to still be going?
Yeah, I mean, it's. I guess the piece, Jerry, is, you know, when the players and staff first left, it was going to be 32 days, I think, wasn't it? You know, Rats got the group together and it was going to be a five-game Ashes series. You know, Warnie got online and spoke to them about the Ashes. They had Buff Lehman come and talk to them, and, you know, it was a five-game Ashes series. I think since then they've been to the subcontinent, to New Zealand, and well, maybe South Africa on the way back through. So I think it's because it's, you know, it's just kind of iterated, I guess. You know, it's been getting a bit longer, but fortunately for us, there's been something in front of us the whole time. I imagine that, you know, it'd be a lot harder if it was that, you know, you weren't playing finals or your season was done. But, you know, our boys have had a pretty big prize sitting in front of them, and that's kept everyone really engaged and motivated.
Would it have been, for all that went into it, if you'd walked away without winning a final, would it have been even more empty than a campaign usually ending, do you fancy?
Yeah, potentially, Jerry. I mean, although I reckon at the start of the year, you know, I remember, you know, Simon Lesline and David Rath and Rath, they sat the playing group down. They said, we think this year is a chance for us to steal a march on some teams who might be ahead of us. And we've been pretty deliberate about the mindset that we've had from the moment that the players left the club after round one for 10 weeks. And so, you know, had we lost last week, we'd still think that we've been able to achieve some of that. But certainly it was very sweet, and as I said, we're not done yet.
What we were discussing earlier, Jared mentioned about families and the influence they've had, and perhaps from, you know, in the cricket model, families would come for a while and then leave. Is that something that was ever considered?
No, right from the start, we took a view that we wanted to be as inclusive as possible. And so I think we've probably had one of the larger groups on the road. And, that brings its own challenges because, you're essentially managing, a bigger party, traveling caravan in many respects. But we found that that's been terrific for us because, there's ups and downs. You've got players who haven't played a game. They're away from their families. That gets pretty hard. You want them to be staying up the whole time. I mean, Shane Savage, who's playing tonight, he has been an incredible professional all year. And, he's got his family. They've been up here from the start. And I just think that to ask of Shane what we've asked him to do, and maybe he doesn't play tonight if he hasn't had his family up with him the whole time. And what they've done, they've helped other families. If ever they talk about it takes a squad to win a game of footy or a finals, I feel like this is the year for that.
Yeah. And having done so well out of the trade period where you really took your fate by the throat and reshaped it, Matt, are you inclined to do the same again?
I'm not sure whether we get five who come into our best 22 next year, but no, we certainly feel like we've got some improvement we made. I guess what we're really encouraged by is we've now got probably more confidence in the group coming through, and that improvement from within. And Caulfield and Clark and Marshall and Patton and these guys are a big part of that. But you'd love another quality mid in the mix. Some more help, as Max King keeps, developing up forward. So we'll certainly be active. Whether or not it's the same kind of haul as last year, I'm not quite certain at this stage.
Last one for me, Matt, is Jake Carlisle still a chance if he continued to progress? I mean, is there an opportunity for him to come back?
Yeah, I understand there is, Gary. Mel's heavily pregnant, so he's gone home, and I'm not sure, hopefully the baby arrives sooner rather than later. But if we were to get through tonight, we'll certainly have a look at how that could potentially work in terms of him being able to get to Adelaide next week. But we haven't spent a lot of time focusing on that right now and haven't wanted to really distract Jake too much at the moment about that either.
Fair enough.
Matt, thanks for your time and good luck for the night ahead.
Thanks for having me, guys, and good calling to you.
Good on you. Matt Finnis, the Chief Executive of St Kilda. This is AFL Nation, the pre-game show for Beaumont Tiles. Save at Beaumont's Mega Floor Tile event on now.
You're listening to AFL Nation for McDonald's. The Monopoly Gamut Maccas is making winners. And Liquorland, always great value.